بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون وقال سبحانه وتعالى فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون صدق الله العظيم. Most respected friends, brothers, elders, listening over the receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When living in a country that is predominantly non-Muslim, then a lot of occasions come about that haven't got any Islamic connotation, any Islamic link. But because we in this country, we have to face the situation. As a result of which, we give guidelines on different occasions that come about. We just entered the December-January period, which in the Western world is known as the festive season. And the festive season of people who do not have iman and who are only involved in women, wealth and wine, the festive season can be better known as the silly season. Now, whilst this got nothing to do with us, it's not our season, we don't gel with the season, there's nothing in the Hadith, Quran about the season that we have to do something. Ours is Eid, ours is Bakri Eid, Eidul Adha, Eidul Fitr. We've got our Mubarak nights and Mubarak days. But existing in South Africa, it forces the ulama to say a few things to give direction to the ummah. That what to do, how to handle ourselves. For the simple reason that at every step of the way, I have to worry about my iman. And if this silly festive season has an impact on a person's iman, which is not something that never happened, many people have been damaged beyond repair. Now if they heard some directive before coming to the silly season, then he would not have been silly himself. So honorable listeners, in principle, to travel for some need and benefit, there is jawaz and permissibility in Islam. To go for some education, a person is going to learn something, a person is going to do some business, a person is going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person is going to visit a relative. Then the ulama kiram explain, but before I explain this explanation, I'm making it categorically clear that this is not a mimbar and a bayan that is giving open card and green light for the ummah to go on holiday. There's many ulama seated here and there's people with white beards also. So you can hear my disclaimer. There is a certain allowance in Sharia that gives a person some leeway for some rejuvenation, for some recuperation. However, what forces this bayan to be mentioned is what was understood as the well to take out water from so that we can satiate some thirst, quench some thirst. Unfortunately, in the same well, people are drowning. So we came to strike the balance. There is something as having a rest, but if that rest is causing unrest, then that's something that needs to be arrested. So there is something as having a break, but the break should not break us. We should know where to apply the break during the break. If you know some English, you'll know what I just spoke about. Honorable listeners, beloved friends, during this silly season, if we do not take care of ourselves, then if you ask the mashayikh, what reports have come to their tables, about where the people have been and what they have done, then you'll be shocked. So in no particular order, this is a bayan about disjointed facts surrounding this particular holiday period. So, like a vehicle that is cash in transit, you know, they're carrying this cash for some company, couple of million rands are in that kumbi, in that van, in that truck, armored truck. Now, whether they're passing a location, whether they're passing a mountain, whether they're passing a shopping center, whether they're in the thick of traffic, whether they're out where they can, just drive at a high speed, there is one concern and one worry in the driver and his assistant that we are carrying cash in transit. And we have to get this cash to the vault where it will be kept, counted, until the person who we took it from needs that money. Just like this cash in transit vehicle, when the ummah goes in transit, our cash and our example is our iman. Like that person has a focus all the time on that cash. He doesn't get involved in this way, dilly-dallying, and in everyone's business, eru, ghairu, natu, khairu, worrying about this and that. His focus is on the cash. We have to focus on our iman. So wherever we're going, we have to worry that what are the factors that are eroding and corroding my iman. So one thing we found, that during this holiday period, there's a consumption, I won't say categorically, where people say they want haram food, but unidentified doubtful food. So whether a person is flying, just now an article came, 2 days ago, someone sent it to me. What are the airlines food like, where it's getting made, what's happening? I don't want to run any airline down, because that will cause problems for me. But before we go and embark on a journey, a person must know what I'm eating, where I'm eating from. And I like what our mashayikh do. By the grace of Allah Ta'ala, we have traveled with one of the senior ulama kiram to India, and then from there to Umrah. And when those people came to serve the food in the aeroplane, we took some water that was around it, some tea. But when they came to the meals, then I heard the senior alim, Hazrat mentioned that, Hamara khana kahai, where is our food? Where is our food? Alhamdulillah, if we travel with our food and we travel with our meals, we don't have to be affected by anybody. We don't have to worry halal, haram, because beforehand we have done our planning and we have done our preparation. If a person comes to a situation when the person is in doubt, then we say, find out. And after finding out, still you haven't got shar-e sadr. The Quran says, kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum washkuru la. In kuntum iyyahu ta'budun, you're still feeling, this, my heart is not happy with what I'm seeing here. So first, you had a doubt, then you went to find out. What's the next stage? Leave it out. Inshallah, if we function like this, there won't be any consumption of haram food. And we will be cognizant of the fact of halal. What happens if we take our vehicle to one of these filling stations and a person makes a mistake? You told him diesel, he fills up petrol. Tell me what will happen to the engine. You know and I know. Vice versa, petrol engine, you put diesel. Everything will go upside down. All the injectors, everything will be clogged. Just like that metal and plastic vehicle is getting affected by some fuel which you can clean up, these injectors of iman, when they are fed with haram, and suddenly you find the direction of the brains and the mind and the heart going topsy-turvy, it's not just going like that. Somewhere in some hotel, somewhere in some transit, somewhere in some plane, somewhere at some buffet, somewhere in some lounge, we had put something down the throat as a result of which
It has affected our amals.
So this is one factor. Then, my dear friends, whenever we are traveling, I've seen in the Akabirin, they always ask a question. Akabirin means seniors. Al-barakatu ma akabirikum.
The barakah is with your seniors. Why? Just because of that? No. They focus hama waqt and all the time is on what Nabi alayhi salam did, what the sahaba did. So we look at these elders who are an epitome of piety, how they think, how they project, how they focus. Whenever they are making a safar, they will ask, what is the namaz time? And to some extent I've seen even certain of them saying that, look, yeah, this salah is going to be in jeopardy. Better we take the next flight or take the flight that is earlier. So the rule of thumb here is, that don't make your safar, make your safar around your salah. Don't bend your salah where you have to be in a crunch moment.
I normally don't like to go into masla masail for the simple fact that I'm a student. But many people are making many salah one time now. And they're saying, no, we've seen certain person doing it. Certain person is doing something because that maslah of joining those salah is for him. Whatever we see, we've got our set of ulama. What they are telling us, we must ask them. We're following a certain line, and now suddenly we're joining all the namaz and saying, Alhamdulillah, at least we got our namaz. Remember, one of the sharait of salah is that it must be in the correct time. What might be right for somebody else is not right for you. So the masail of salah. Then, my dear friends, you get people who are traveling and you ask him that, look, you made your salah, how many rakats you made? You say, no, we read a full salah. And somebody else, you ask him, you say, no, we made qasar. That means we brought our salah, zuhur, we made 2 rakats. You say, from where are you traveling, brother? See, you're not a musafir, you're not a traveler, or you are a traveler. Part and parcel of our deen, the third point of tabligh, which is echoed in the whole world, that ask the ulama when we are about to do something. When we are about to go in a certain direction, then we have to be very, very careful that I'm running a business. I'm running a business. What are the masail of the business? I'm going on safar. Am I a musafir? Am I not a musafir? I'm staying there for how many days? Am I still a musafir? Okay, I went for a certain amount of time. I've been hopping places all the time. So do I remain a musafir more than 15? Before going on a journey, like we check our medication, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know that little box, sometimes is going a whole month also. We're seeing that we got all our vitamins, we're seeing we got all our diabetes medication and pressure medication. We got to be medicated spiritually. Musafir and not a musafir is not a thing of a mashura. I think we are musafirs. You can't think you're a musafir. You have to know whether you're musafir or not. On with the subject. My dear friends, another thing that we have observed, and I like to say it lightheartedly so that the bitter pill can go down. During this period, people forget that there is something called sunnat libas. So whenever you go to the toll road, have you seen a new line? One is you pay with a cash and a credit card, then there's another line, it's orange. What is it called? Shesha lane. There's a new lane call out. It's not a Shesha lane. It is the sunnat changing lane. The moment they pass Marin Hill toll road, I don't know what happens to the parda. You pass Moy River, the scarf is gone. By the time you reach Tugela, that person is a metamorphosis, like a chameleon that has changed. And the same goes for my Joburg friends. If this bayan has to reach you, you're coming in our Durban, you're coming to see the ocean, don't cause a commotion here. Because if problems come here, it's coming because of people that are doing the evil acts in our land. So you can't say that we never speak about it. The Muslims dressing is something that doesn't change.
Yeah, it will change in this way. If you go into a cold climate, you wear something more added. Warm climate, something lighter. But the same person you see in a masjid, and you say, "Bhai, what happened to you?" And then he's changed the whole tone, like malls, you know. Not even Maulana now. Now the name of Maulana is gone to malls. I don't know how he got that connotation. You must be cool, man. This holiday period, Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali, I heard him with my own ears. He say, change your holidays into holy days. There's no such thing as a holiday from sunnah. There's no such thing as a holiday from namaz. There's no such thing as a holiday from anki hifazat. That brings me to the next point. Dear friends, about 2 weeks ago, we lost a very wonderful person, Haji Muhammad Saeed Muhammadi, better known as Bhaijaan. Bhaijaan means our brother, very close brother, and he was like that also. He left with such a record that from the Jummah member, I have to mention it, that we can only have fond memories of him. He never hurt anybody. Or personally, I can say I interacted with him for so many years. But he left a record that you can only cry tears of thoughts for him. You know, what a man, what a man. Now this Bhaijaan became like this. He had a very close association with Hazrat Qari Rashid Sultri Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. Those of you that saw him, he's a senior of Pakistan, Karachi. Hazrat Qari Sahib had come to our shores many times. And he was coming from the 60s and 70s. So the reason for mentioning Bhaijaan and Qari Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Qari Rashid Sahib Surti, is that we had gone to the airport to go fetch Hazrat Qari Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Qari Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was in the wheelchair due to old age. And we noticed that the whole airport is carrying on this way. But Hazrat Qari Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's wheelchair is facing the wall. And then I saw this in our Dada Peer also, Arif Billah Shah Muhammad Aki Maftar Sahib. I saw this in other Akabirin also. So when you ask the khuddam, those people that are serving them, you say, what's the reason for this? They say, these Hazrat and these people, they already got such a pure heart. They don't want in this tainted environment to even see anything by mistake also. So this guarding of the eyes, my dear friends. To this point, we have heard our Akabirin, you bring your luggage, check in. And you know these days, life just became harder. In the sense that before we would deal with men, and very few women. After the women's liberation, modernization, the plot of the industrial revolution, the whole idea was to bring women into the commercial world. So even if your car gets stopped for overspeeding, it's a woman. The toll road is a woman. You have to go to the airport also. You check in the luggage, it's also a woman. Now the line is busy. You can't go and tell the head office, you know, I need a man to come in. There's a long line. It's not going to work. So wherever we have to deal with women, that is majboor. Majboor means that I'm under duress now. I don't know what to do. I can't come out from this line. I have to put my luggage in the plane. So the ulama say, lower your gaze and remain in istighfar. Ya Allah, this is not the most ideal road. Ya Allah, this is not the most ideal road. In that way, inshallah, how much you could do, you did. So guarding of these eyes, my dear friends, is so important. That when we will look after these eyes, oh youngsters, you are here today. That youngster who guards his eyes, Allah Ta'ala will make him feel the sweetness of Iman in this world. Oh my old friends and elderly ones. Jabal gardat, jibillat na gardat. So you can move a mountain, but you can't move old habits. For the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, kullil mu'minina yaghuddu min absarihim wa yahfadhu furujahum. Guard our gaze, guard our gaze, for this is sahmun min siyami shaitan. When ulama kiram explain this thing, what is this spear that penetrates the heart when you lose the nazar, when you look at something evil? Just like how a wound opens up to bacteria and it opens up to all things. When a person starts looking at things that he not supposed to look at, and women are listening, now I have to say it, that she not supposed to look at. Sahmun min siyami shaitan. This is a spear, a dagger, This is a javelin from shaitan that opens up. And then what enters that heart after that is destruction beyond destruction. So one aspect, when we are in these airports or wherever we are, to guard our gaze. Then, my dear friends, what is very, very important is that we be on high alert with our akhlaq. See, alhamdulillah, through the barakat of our ulama's effort, they're giving bayan. Through the ulama's effort, they're having fiqh classes, they're having morning talks, they're having all these things. The jamaat work, alhamdulillah, sone pe suhaga, what a wonderful work. All these works that are taking place, if you notice, they are taking place with Muslims. So Muslims are familiar with Muslims. So that is called active dawat, where a person is giving dawat and is working with people, learning, teaching. It is Muslim to Muslim, alhamdulillah. There must be much more of that as well. During this travel period, or wherever we go in life, my akhlaq and character must be optimum. Because the character of a Muslim, the actions speak louder than words. You know, one of these philosophers, we don't quote them because they're not worthy of quoting something, but sometimes they say some sensible thing. They say, we heard about Islam, we read about Islam. Nice if you can see some Islam. So Nabi Ali Salatu was Salam's akhlaq, wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim, was so sublime, was so, you know, refined. It was so wonderful, amazing, mesmerizing. You can add whatever word you want to it. His akhlaq had a kashish. It's an Urdu word, actually more of a Persian word. It had a magnetism. You know, on a hot day like this, if you come home now after Jumu'ah, if you're familiar with my talks, I try and make it a little bit tantalizing to you. Know, too much serious, people get knocked out sometimes. And you come home, my dear friend, there's a cold glass of fresh juice that is squeezed the right way. And it's got mint on top with the orange and the umbrella. And she say, hi, mere guriya, mere shakar ki puriya. And she welcomes you with this. How's the feeling, Mazin? One of its kind, my dear. So like that cool glass of water and juice that is so appetizing and so tantalizing. The mu'min's akhlaq must be such that when they see us in any place, they must ask, who are these people? Not for pride, not to be the cut above the rest. But Muslims are such, my dear friends, that when you open an expensive bottle of oud, you don't need to ask about it, it talks for itself. Now let me give you a few incidents of this. Allahu Akbar, the jamaat, tabligh jamaat. Allah bless these people, my dear friends. They're spending their own money and they're doing phenomenal work. If you can't go in the jamaat, everyone can go. But if you haven't gone yet, at least do this much. Help these people. Be with them, stand with them, talk good about them. Allah Ta'ala will count us among those that are doing good work also. So the tabligh jamaat brothers, mashallah, they're at the airport. And generally each sati will have about 3 pieces of luggage. His bedding, his bag and a hand luggage. So by the time he sorts all that luggage and there's 10 in a jamaat, it's 30 pieces. Behind the line, they saw a man, suited and booted, businessman, non-Muslim, with a briefcase. He's going for his destination, short journey. So it came in the heart of the Amir, why must we hold this man up? Maybe he's tired. So they told him, sir, would you like to jump the line? You can get your work done by the time we check in. So the man said, much obliged. They speak like that, much obliged. Thank you very much, I appreciate it. He checks whatever he have to do, get the boarding pass. It wasn't the e-tickets that time, e-boarding pass. And he did his passport control and he's waiting the other side. When the tabligh jamaat came there, my dear brothers, he said, I just want to tell you all something. I am taken aback. I am gobsmacked by you all. The propaganda of the world told me Muslims are terrorists. You have just changed my opinion of Muslims. That man could be a CEO. That man could have so much of family and friends. Maybe whatever he's going to do, he's going to do. But he's going to market Islam. Khudaya Paak ki kasam, my dear friends. We don't know upon whose heart we're leaving an indelible impression. Because we've got that extra akhlaq. Another example I want to tell you. These are true stories. One of our Muslim brothers, he saw that man at the airport, you know, with the coat. So out of politeness, he says, "How are you, sir? You're right. You're feeling all right. You know, everything okay?" That man said, "Where's your boarding pass?" So he gave the boarding pass. He got frightened. Even to greet has become a problem. The man tore the boarding pass. He said, "Follow me." And he gave him another boarding pass. If you know how a business class boarding pass looks, it's got something else written on top. So the man said, "To what do I owe this?" He said, "Today is gratitude day. We made an intention, my staff and I. Whoever smiles and greets us just for the sake of camaraderie, we will say for the sake of Allah, we will give them an upgrade." My dear friend, smile from a mile. It will take you a mile. Learn akhlaq of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It turned hearts. Nonetheless, again I'm putting my disclaimer. Whilst we don't wish for anybody to go to hotels, but I know many people are going, so I need to tell you that how to behave in this place. My dear friends, use the hotel that with a heavy heart too, I'm saying now. Imagine from the minbar I have to tell people to use the hotel. How? What are you going to do now? But it's happening, so I need to say it. If somebody is in a problem, we need to tell him. Dear friends, use it like a tissue. You know, this baqadra zarurat. Do not become enthralled and overwhelmed by these environments. You see, recently one of my cousins had gone to one of the African countries in Jamaat. Allah reward him. He made the sacrifice with his Jamaat. And he left the country hale and hearty, but he landed in Durban. And there suddenly he gets a fever that you can't imagine. Well over 37, 38, 40. When they discovered, this man, he got malaria. Alhamdulillah, he's doing much better. He came to Hilal the other day. But I asked him, when you left the country, did you have any signs of malaria on you? He said, "No, I was strong as a horse. Everything was fine with me." But what happened? The bug in that country in Africa had got into him that it only surfaced here. You see, when we're traveling in these places, the hotel, even now I have to say, if you're going for Umrah is in its place, the Kaaba is in its place, Zamzam is in its place, Multazam, Maqam Ibrahim, Safa, Marwa, and Hatim, and everything is in its place. I am talking about the attractions and distractions around it that are not in its place. They're not supposed to be there. They are there to dissuade a person. They are there to take his concentration away. It is a decoy. So whether a person has gone for Umrah, or whether a person has gone somewhere where they have to use some kind of facility, understand what happens to a person. You know, one person asked a question very lightheartedly. He said, "What happens if it's raining and a huge elephant goes out in the rain? What will happen to that elephant?" You know, it'll get wet. Nothing more than that will happen. In the same way, we can be in the front saf here and making our salah, and alhamdulillah, everything is going right for us in Durban, Masjid al-Hilal. But suddenly when we go to these environments, which is the adda of shaitan, which is the home of shaitan, which is the breeding ground, like how on a rainy day you see the easels coming out. You saw it. You know these flying ants, we call it easels. I don't know what's a scientific name for it. Easels. What is called? Yeah, the same thing. So these easels, they just come out like that. This shaitan and his babies are born in the malls. They born in the hotels. They thrive over there. Now you and I, we might be elephants over here, but when we're going to these environments, if we haven't read Surah Baqarah there, if we haven't read some portion of the Quran, if we haven't put our manzil around us, if we haven't blown mu'awwadhatain, understand when you're coming back, how many people you see them. Say, how was Maldives, bhai? Say, "Maulana, I don't know what's happening. The thing's supposed to sort out everything. Everything went more wrong." "What happened in Seychelles?" "Say, nothing. We went shell." It's not sorting out the problems. Because these places are breeding the shaitan. So wherever we are going, my dear friends, it's important that first of all, if you can cancel the ticket, Allah give you jazaya khair if you got that himmat, you know. If you got that himmat to do it and opt for something that is more imani friendly, Allah bless you. But many people, they say, Maulana, you know, what to do now? I don't want to break hearts. Don't break your heart. So those people that have to go to these places, then like you will be driving through a dangerous location and the GPS took you, you know, in some avenue that you're not supposed to, and now you close the windows. Let's just get out of here. Allah save us. Ayatul Kursi, laqad ja'akum. Allah mujhe bachawe. Wa ma qadarullah. Ya Allah help me. Ya Allah help me. When we in these environments, then just remain like that. I have to protect my iman, my cash in transit. Beloved friends and elders, many of us are going with our children for umrah too, and whatever is our destination. Again, I'm saying, I'm not advocating to go to any destination. It's happening in Durban. That is what made me speak about it. Because today is the last day of school and madrasa. Already people are on the flight. People are booked after Jummah. People are booked on Monday. I'm aware, I'm savvy. So I'm speaking what is hands-on. It's not an imaginary topic. We got our children with us. Now during this silly season, few things are happening with the parents. Beloved parents, Allah gave you wealth. So what we say, come here better. There's 1,000 for you. There's 2,000 for you. Go cash it up. After all, you work so hard in madrasa and school. So you take all the dollars or the euros and he's cashing that thing up and making the local currency. And you think you're doing a favor to the child. And then I think I'm in Makkah, Medina, I'm in Aqsa. Alhamdulillah. My child is alright. I think I'm in this holiday mode. It's a resort. So I resorted to cooling. I don't want tension by, you know, nothing. I don't want calls. So the children must carry on in the children's section. I'm with my section and everything is right. No, brothers. When we have taken report of what has happened to the children, and now I have to say what happened to the wives, and now I have to say what happened to the husband. This is a member of amanat. If you don't like what I'm saying, then there's my turban, keep it. When they tied this turban in the madrasa Zakaria, they told, go speak the truth. We on a lackadaisical attitude. I'm in a resort, I'm in a lodge. So nothing will happen. This is the place it's happening. This is the place it's happening. Maulana Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullah alayhi, nawwar Allahu markadahu rahmatan wasiya wa 'ala Allahu maratibahu wa 'ala Allahu maratibahu. When you got love for somebody, you add the titles, my dear friends, because that man, he showed us the direction, a hands-on man. Look where he passed away. Maulana rahmatullah alayhi met a person, and the person said, Hazrat, I saw a dream. So Maulana was a person who could do tabir, interpretation of the dream. So he heard him out. He said, yeah. So you sure you want the interpretation of this dream? It's a bit of a bitter pill to swallow. He said, Maulana, come for it. You know, I'm all right. I'm ready. He said, you committed zina in Medina Sharif. You committed zina. And the man said, yes, I did that. So these lifts, these foyers, these breakfasts that are being served, wherever they are served, you have to eat, but don't get eaten. You know what I'm saying? It's not a law of the jungle, eat or be eaten. We're not in a jungle, yeah? So we must think, my dear friends, we're going on certain trips. Then another thing that is happening, when we are going there, we are setting a certain standard in the head of our children and our wives. Or in our head, certain standards are coming. Now when that standard is not met, we're getting frustrated. One person phoned an alim. He said, Maulana, what must I do? So Maulana say, what happened? Say, my lighty, my son. What's the problem with your son? He don't want to board the plane. We're about to leave for a trip. Huh? What do you mean? He say, why did you book me economy class? The boy is fighting with the father. Why did you book me in economy? Allah give you so much, you must spend on me. So the alim said, okay, we'll sort him out, but first I need to sort you out. What was the need for you to give him taste of first class and business class? I fear, my dear friends, I'm not hurting any wealthy person or affluent person. But do you know that during the COVID, do you know what happened to many people during the COVID? They had enough food. They were not sick. But many of them got sick because this year they never have the overseas holiday. Many people got sick because they never had the jaunt. Don't set a high standard for our children and wife. Feed them well, treat them well, but don't give them such a royal treatment that they become disloyal in the treatment. To such an extent, I read in some kitabs, I don't know where the hawala is referenced, but sometimes let them wear some patch clothing so they know what it is to be with the poor. Sometimes let them eat some simple pap also. All the time, everything is just on that level cuisine and, you know, a la carte menus. That child will not know where to stop. It's a break that you can't apply. And this is being born from the holiday resorts. For those of us that are home, I appeal to you. AK gave me a few minutes extra. We'll culminate on that now, just now. My dear friends, for those of us that are home, go to some ulama company. Sohbat al-Salihin, go sit down with them. Don't waste their time, but go and ask them for advice. Do some khidmat in Durban. There's so many old people need help here. Go to the old age home, feed the people. There's so many people on the corner of the street. Take some donuts, give them some coffee, spend some time with the poor. There's so much of cleaning up to be done in Overport. Why don't we do a cleanup mission? And then those that got more time, go in the Tabligh Jamaat effort. Alhamdulillah, Mashayikh got overnight programs. Go spend the weekend with them. Go and sit down in the sohbat. This is the right way to spend our time. Otherwise, it's Netflix and Facebook and movies. If we haven't gone to the movies, we brought the movies home. And then we're not moving after that. So I trust enough has been said about this topic, my dear friends. I wish to end it up here. For those of you that came now, Baipaja Rahmatullah Ali said, turn your holidays into holidays. And I'm adding something to that. When you take a break, then don't break. Understand where to press the break. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين